This is a disciplinary meeting regarding Detectives Walker, Fitz, Izaka, and their actions involving the Moonchild criminal cases. First of all, can you state the meaning of the name?
Let's start with that. It's something like a catch-all term for harbinger of the apocalypse or herald for something catastrophic.
Why is that the name of the case?
Originally, it seemed to be that the murderers were convinced that they were attempting to summon a Moonchild or kill a Moonchild through some kind of satanic or occult ritual. The suspects would call the victims they admitted to killing the Moonchild.
Detective Walker had worked on the original Moonchild case in the 1990s, and you had participated in the investigation that led to the arrest of the suspect that would be called the copycat Moonchild?
That is right. Why are we repeating what we know?
This is not the first time we've had a conversation, Detective Izaka, so you know how this works.
I just can't believe that I'm here making these statements. I truly have become the Scully to Fitz's Mulder and Walker's Director Skinner. My life has become a sitcomish police drama with conspiracy overtones. God!
Can you confirm the question?
Yes. I was part of the team that arrested the copycat Moonchild killer. I was transferred to Cold Case to work with Walker and Fitz on the connections between the Moonchild cases, and from that, all this insanity sprang forth. Before that, I had no idea about a stupid TNA film that was planting seeds to create serial killers.
You're referring to the film, Not Beach Nurses, that is mentioned in Walker's reports?
Yeah.
Okay. I understand this question might be difficult to unpack. Can you explain what Walker and Fitz thought was the connection with that old film and the recent deaths?
Let me start from when I first met those two.
Let's do some setup on this briefing. After this, it's going to be standard procedure to be recording as much as possible.
Some damn fine coffee you got here at Lockup. You know, Twin Peaks, Agent Cooper is constantly recording his musings to this unseen assistant. The murder evidence of his discovery of that damn fine pie.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with this show you're referencing. I read that in the report. He was singing? Chanting?
When I got there, he was already in the squad car. By then he was more rambling to himself, quietly. I heard from the arresting officers that he was screaming at the top of his lungs this song. Sight when they opened that house was unbelievable. Walls painted with blood, body in pieces, and screaming himself hoarse for hours.
And all mirrors and words arranged in this exact same style as the murders that took place in 1994. So many similarities, even the mystical symbols drawn in chalk around the room and body.
Tell me about it. That phone call I took from you is what led me onto this dark path to being stuck here in Cold Case. It was the start of our glorious partnership. Not that there's anything wrong with Cold Case. Good work is being done here. Woohoo! Hell!
Let's focus on task at hand. This subject is inspired by a previous killer, and there's evidence that he had an accomplice. And if the copycat pattern continues, then there's potentially another serial killer in full berserk mode that we need to catch.
That's fine. Okay. I've called ahead to the lockup, and we have 2 to 5 p.m. reserved with him. We can go longer if we'd like. All day if he tries the silent treatment. But if he has anything like his arrest, getting to stop rambling is going to be the biggest hassle.
All right. Subject will be here momentarily.
This way. Sit here.
Thank you. We'll take it from here. Good afternoon. Mr. Pritzi, I'm Detective Fitz, and this is Detective Izaka. We're here to collect your statement on what happened and see if you can answer our questions.
You were there! I know who you are!
Hold on. It's okay. Let's settle down. It's okay. Hey, thank you. Detective Izaka was present during your arrest. I've heard you want to tell your story, right? The way it works is that you tell it to us. And, like, we'll talk further, and then we'll present it to the legal and go from there. Before we go any further, I have to ask you, do you recognize this?
What? This? Oh.
These are copies of evidence photos from a set of murders that were done by a serial killer in 1994. Why did you copy them? Why the same details?
It wasn't me. It was him. Oh, God. It's all happening again.
Again? You know, these photos, they were found in your memorabilia collection.
Murderabilia? What?
We searched your apartment and found all the trophies and the collections. You have a collection of murderabilia. The 1994 Moonchild murders in particular. What prompted you to collect all that?
Oh, I didn't collect that. I mean, I guess I did. I'm not... What I'm trying to say is, wasn't into that kind of thing. I actually hate people that collect that serial killer junk. It's disgusting to glorify that kind of sick, broken behavior. God. The people that glorify murderers, they're just pathetic.
Excuse me? Listen, there's no judgment here. We just want to know what brought you in front of us and if there's anyone else involved in. If it's not your collection, then whose was it? Were you working with somebody else?
How did I end up in front of you? It's about that movie. I'm not a murderabilia piece of garbage. But I am... I was... a collector of weird cult movies. I did get the gate from a murderabilia collector, though. But that's a real vile piece of work. You know, it's not the same as someone who gets props from horror movies. And after I watched a copy of the movie, they had... I don't know. It just had to know more about it. I got the photos of the crime scenes from the internet. You know, www.com. You know, God, if you'd let them, they'd talk nonstop about that movie and those murders fucking days.
Excuse me. Can you say that again? What movie? What movie are you referring to?
The movie. I can't think of the name now. What the hell? The Dweller on the Threshold? The Bornless One? Thou Exalted? A liar? An idiot? And a master of men? All life, death, hatred, love, all self-concentrated in the soul desire. Hear thou the voice of fire.
Okay, enough. You and this other person had a relationship and bonded over this movie. When you say you didn't kill her, who killed her? Was it him? The murderabilia collector? That guy you talked to?
Maybe, like I was set up?
Let's take some responsibility. That guy may have inspired you, but he didn't saw that woman in half.
Oh, I'm a copycat killer? Is that it? Is that what happened? I didn't do that. In a way, she did it to herself. No, something happened to me. And I felt like I was just a passenger in my own body. I'm not talking about this fucking Ted Bundy bullshit, okay? I was just observing these actions, and the woman was also... I could see in her eyes that she was not... She didn't want it to happen. Even though she told me, she told it to do it. She told us. They told us. You wouldn't even believe the truth.
This is not a confession. This is not a confession. Mr. Pritzy, are you willing to take responsibility for what happened? Would you agree? What do you remember exactly?
What if it was the original killer? And I didn't do it.
Can you elaborate on that?
I don't remember going to that house. I remember parts of what happened, but I also remember feeling disappointed. Both of us, that the Moonchild wasn't ready, and I, he, her, it, they, just did that. Anyway, hurting her, her attacking me, hurting myself.
Why did you cut yourself?
I have all these dreams. I can't tell anymore when I'm awake. It's all just wrong. I see you people in front of me, and I can make sense of the words you're speaking, and I know I'm in a police station, and that I'm being interrogated for a series of criminal charges. How I behave in this moment has ramifications on how my future actions and consequences occur. But not really. Because I also know that this is all just a dream, and I'm observing a drama that has weight and tension, but it's all inconsequential.
You think you're dreaming now? Can we get a confession here if you think it all was just a dream?
Okay, all right. Detective. Were you dreaming in that house? With that woman?
I was in a house. A magnificent house. Full of magnificent things. Every object was breathtaking. A museum. A house. The resident could see me. And I could see it. My body. Is the snake a practical joke? Hieros gamos. Hieros gamos. Primo materia. The sacrifice was not pleasing. Everything created is worth liquidating. They want to destroy everything he made.
Wait. What did you say? Slow down.
No, it was him. Through the void, there is a light. We dissolve, coagulate, through the gate. Count 108 years, and when the moon that never sets glares red, the moon child descends to the earth to fill the world with holy bliss.
All right. You were saying that when we found you. What does all that mean?
God, this is my fault. I didn't kill that woman. The last thing I remember is waking up in that squad car covered in blood. This is all because of that movie. That fucking movie, Night Beach Nurses.
Say that again. That name. Is that the name of the movie? Is that the movie?
What did you say the name of that movie was? Night Beach Nurses?
Okay.
Yes. That stupid movie. Bought it ironically, you know? It's a stupid movie, like Turbo Kid, you know, that you watch with your friends and you have a few beers. But I just couldn't get enough of it. I just kept watching it over and over again. Researched it. Bought all those crime scene photos. Some of the props. And it's all to summon them and open the gate to Babylon. That song. Let us walk in the white snow. In a soundless space. That movie. That seemingly stupid movie is a poison. A poison. A gift. I'm sorry. I uploaded the movie. It's all happening again. They made me do it. They made me do it. You're gonna ask who they are? That living light of hell. The unluminous dead flame. The twilight moving place. The gates of matter and the dark threshold. The dweller on the threshold. The poison tongue of God.
Alright, back to Suicide Watch. We'll get you some animal crackers, or you're probably a fucking vegan. Alright, we'll get you some kale crackers. How about that?
Chip! Ah! Gotta have beef. Gotta have spice. Need a little excitement? Snap into a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah!
Welcome to USA Up All Night. Boy, we've got a live one for you. It's got everything. Hot girls, hunky guys, and a surfing contest that kills. Buckle up for the ride as we watch Night Beach Nurses. Yeah. Don't be afraid to burn. Let 5 be your number and enter the void. Who writes this copy? Stayed till the end of the show. This episode of Occult Cold Case was written and produced by Mike Woodliner, recorded and mixed by Justin Wick. So if you noticed any flaws, call them at 833-867-5309. I found that number on a bathroom wall. Detective Izaka was voiced by Aaron Walden. Detective Fitz was voiced by Michael O'Dwyer. Adam Peritzi and Cutthroat Gilbert Godfrey were played by Justin Wick. All of the authoritarian characters were played by Marcus Vasquez. Because, you know, that's a stretch. The music was recorded by a cat on a keyboard. The USA Up All Night bumper music is copyrighted by Viacom or some other giant conglomerate corporation. We're glad you stuck around and keep tuning in to whatever channel this gets uploaded to, because I have no idea how any of this works. I'm not even getting paid. I'm not doing a second take.